how would you describe that? How would you say that?
Down on his haunches.
Someone who's been sick a while, but he's up and about now. You might say he still looks a bit
pale.
A person who can lift very heavy weights is a
strong man.
One who is very easy to get along with is
easygoing.
If a boy's in his teens, he's apt to have all arms and legs and might knock things over. Sometimes
a bit clumsy.
Person that keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you might say, he is a plain
idiot.
A person who will never spend a cent is a
miser.
Would you, if you were describing someone and you said they were very common, what would that mean?
Very common, very crude.
Would that be a very derogatory?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If you said that girl is very common, what would that mean?
Same thing, crude.
If an old man is very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite
active.
If the children are out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling just a little bit
worried.
Sometimes you might say you wouldn't feel easy about it, but you would feel
uneasy.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
She isn't afraid now, but she
used to be.
Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you say, is very
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
peculiar, strange.
Would you ever say she acts kind of queer?
Yeah.
Would you be more inclined to not use that expression? Or would older people maybe be more likely to use that expression?
I think older people use it more than younger people do.
Mm-hmm. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, he might say, don't be so
set in your ways.
If somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say, is very or mighty sometimes you might say that he's very, you wouldn't want to touch him. He's pretty, Would you ever say touchy or irritable?
Well, touchy and irritable, the same thing.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
upset.
If somebody's about to lose his temper, you might tell him just
calm down.